Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay. Just blog talk.
Hey, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, we're about to go live with our show, but a quick reminder, you can get a much more high-quality version of this podcast by going to metalinjection.net/livecast. We just use Blog Talk Radio for their fantastic caller technique, or whatever it's called. Their interface. Thank you, Sid.
Technology.
This is a little bonus clip for you Blog Talk listeners, because this is not the regular episode, because we're going to do it all legit.
Are you recording to test the levels?
Yeah. The levels look great.
Perfect.
Hello.
I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection Livecast. So much trauma this week about drones. I don't get it. My nephew is a drone and he's a very nice boy. Though he still hasn't taken care of Paul Masvidal for me like he promised. Soon enough. Here's the show.
Are you saying that we are bombing Cuba now with drones?
Yeah.
Raul Masvidal is preventing the drone attack.
All right.
Welcome to the 200th edition of the Metal Injection Livecast.
Sid is saving up money so he can purchase a drone to bomb all of Cynic.
In the meantime,
Sid,
I just...
drone.
Yeah, my voice just drones on and on. Practicing to get some... I could develop those powers.
We're on crazy early this week if you're listening live. If you're not, it doesn't matter. You're listening at your own...
peril.
At your own... yeah. And I can't believe we've done this for 200 weeks. Not in a row. I mean, we've done this for longer than 200 weeks. We've skipped a few. But this is the second most committed I've ever been to anything after Metal Injection itself.
Uh-huh.
But I feel this requires more of a commitment because it's only once a week as opposed to Metal Injection, which is like every day.
Oh, you're saying, so I thought you meant this requires more of a commitment.
In a sense, because it's like Metal Injection, it's become my job, which I'm very grateful for.
It's like 45 minutes of work a day.
Wait, Rob, does that mean that you've committed yourself to us? We're in a committed podcast relationship?
We are in a committed relationship.
Aww.
We're in a
polygamous,
polyamorous, podcast amorous relationship.
Wow, you guys.
I just want to say, after 200 episodes... I don't only love you, but I'm in love with you guys.
Wow.
Do you take this podcast to be your lawfully wedded podcast?
To be broadcast at 128 kilobytes per second every week.
To fuck up on Blog Talk Radio.
We can't do 320?
It's just talk. Why do we need that much?
Whatever. Don't
because
call yourself short.
It's a 200th episode, and we expect a lot more at this point
love. The most important thing in a relationship is fidelity.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Wow, possible. Very nice.
Are you doing a different podcast, Rob?
No, I've never done any other podcast.
Have you ever guested on another podcast?
Yeah, you have.
On what?
Didn't you do like some AOL?
Oh, on Noise, but I think that was after the... Was that after the live? That might have been during the live cast.
Yeah.
But that podcast doesn't exist anymore.
That was before he gave us the promise ring.
Yeah, that was when we were just still seeing each other, before we were exclusive.
When he wasn't quite sure where he wanted this relationship to go.
Will you wear our pin?
When do we get to remove our chastity belts?
Yeah.
Rob's work on Metal Injection is like 45 minutes a day, but then like 36 hours a day once a year when he has to do all the stuff that he meant to do over the year.
Oh, yeah. The last
like
3 days.
Crashes or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's sort of, thankfully, that's all stable now.
Don't jinx it.
No, it's good. We got rid of our video script. That was really causing a lot of the issues.
And whose fault was that?
The script.
Okay, but who wrote the script?
Not me.
Well, who?
This guy I bought it from in India.
Did you get a refund from him?
A video.
A video?
A video in India? No, not a video.
Video script. But do you get a refund if the script is faulty?
No, it was like 4 years. Well, we kept like I kept hiring developers to
Wait, so you hire developers in India for cheap labor?
I have in the past, not anymore.
Do they have fake American names like the IT people?
I don't know. I've never talked to them in person. It was just through email.
It was Dalsam Web Services LLC.
But I have gotten like screwed over on work, definitely, where like I would pay for work and it was only like and it made me realize that I shouldn't go that route. I should just avoid hiring developers
so
from
India.
So when
you called the customer service line to get a refund,
no
where was that customer service line?
It, what do Indian companies have American customer service? Do they outsource?
It was just one guy. It wasn't like a company. It was just like, okay, there's this video script.
How did you even find that guy?
That,
like, that doesn't seem very reputable.
This video script that I used, it was called Clipshare. It's basically like a YouTube clone.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I built the Metal Injection video section on. And I needed it to be customized to... you know, my needs. So the script had a forum where there were like people selling plugins and whatever. And this one guy sold a lot of plugins that I needed. So I was like, hey, if I pay you, can you install these plugins on the site? And I want some custom work done. He was like, yeah, sure. And then
he screwed you in the ass with that plugin, huh?
Raw.
I'll give you a plugin.
But it took 4 years for it to fuck up.
Well, no, the thing is we kept upgrading the server and whatever, and we had previously, this is a deep tech talk on the 200th episode of the livecast. We used Amazon's hosting services, and what they have is like...
Does that give you like a free Prime membership or anything? If you
no, nothing like that. It's separate from their,
lame.
Their thing, but basically their hosting service is Roll Your Own. Which is like they give you a bear.
Is that why you picked it?
Yeah. Yes.
He thought it was weed.
It's a term.
He thought it was literal. Now you know it's a term.
What's being rolled?
In the sense, like they just give you the server space and they give you no tech support. You just have to figure everything out yourself.
Okay.
So I never, like, the servers kept crashing and crashing and I could never figure out why because it's a little beyond my realm of knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Then we switched to another hosting company that provided technical support, and they would like... No, it's not GoDaddy.
I know you like those commercials a lot.
Christy Hemme.
But they told us, they installed a server monitoring thing, and it was like, oh yeah, anything coming out of your video section is like causing way too many errors, and it's like clogging up the server. Mm-hmm. So we got rid of it, and now the server's going
and
super
now
fast.
You have GoDaddy.
Now we're on GoDaddy.
Okay. By the way, Rob got a haircut.
I did 2 weeks ago, I think. Is this the
way to notice it now, Darren? Yeah, after a 200 episode relationship, you've only noticed his haircut.
I really didn't. I swear, I didn't notice.
I think maybe last week I didn't really put my product into it.
It looked pretty unkempt last week.
Yeah,
I thought.
Whereas this week
it's a really nice hairstyle, Rob.
He has more hair now on his face than on his head. Almost. It's like a closer ratio now.
I evened it out a bit. Now I don't have the fro anymore.
You look like French or something.
Yeah, you look very excited.
I fit into the neighborhood, I feel. Yeah,
like a hairy baguette.
Or a hipster Pepe Le Pew.
Baby, come with me. I will teach you how to build a website.
Steve Summers in the chat, right?
How is Summers spelled?
S-O-M-E-R-S.
Yep, I think
that's
it's
correct.
Two M's.
No,
he writes Rob. Who is Steve Summers? Is he that
radio WFAN?
Very
he's
Jewy,
awesome.
Jewy radio host.
Yeah. Okay. Rob no longer looks like a child rapist. Now he just looks like a regular rapist.
Nice.
Thank you, Steve.
Call us now. Talk about Rob's sexual prowess and with the whole thing.
When
no
I got
one knows
the,
that.
When
no,
I got the haircut, Sid liked it.
And clearly, the person in the chat.
We have to get you a plaid shirt with a vest and jeans that you roll up to your ankles.
Oh, God.
And Oxfords.
Oh, jeez.
Oxfords.
Oh, my God.
Shoes.
I don't know if I could.
And a van that says free candy.
Yeah, I still dress like a schlub. It's just the hair is really nice.
Yeah.
I guess we're calling it really nice.
I like it.
I like his hair.
Who are you to comment on anybody's hair,
right,
Sid?
That's right.
Wow.
I'm completely impartial because I have none of my own.
Rob actually paid for that haircut. Like, he went to a salon and stuff.
Yeah, I went
how
to
much?
A salon.
Supercuts.
Lemon
Tree or whatever.
Is that a New York thing, or is that
no?
No,
not the lemon tree. The lemon tree, that's a Simpsons reference.
No, there was a real lemon tree.
There was a
It was right, you know, like the highway.
Yeah. You get like $2 haircut.
Oh no,
there.
I paid $60 for this haircut.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come with a bowl of soup. Hey-o.
Huh. Oh, that's what they used to cut his hair.
With the soup still in it.
Yes. Yeah.
It was very warm.
I knew I smelled chowder.
He got the Nicholas Ate Is Enough cut.
I went to a fantastic hair salon in Williamsburg called Hair Metal.
Oh, I drove by that last week.
I want to go
great.
There.
It's really great. They play metal.
Who's your stylist there?
My stylist
special...
is Shelly. She's a wonderful person.
Okay, I'm
she
go
also
see
likes metal, but I feel like, Shelly, if you're listening, excuse it. She didn't know. She claimed she heard of Metal Injection, but I think she was just saying that just to like...
be nice to you.
Yeah. But like I feel
she
like,
heard of the molding. She heard of the molding.
She's heard of the molding. But it's funny, the last time I went, she kept trying to like prove that she knew metal and being like, oh, didn't they cover
Warrant?
What do you think about the Acacia Strain? I'm like, oh, I like them. Yeah, didn't they cover Dio? And I'm like, no, that was Killswitch Engage. She's like, oh yeah, I don't like how they did it. And I was like, yeah, it was bad. But I was like, I appreciate you trying to stir up conversation with me, Shelly. And that's...
Did you say that to her?
No, I didn't say that part. But.
So condescending.
But it was great.
Thanks for trying,
first
Shelly.
Of all, Danzig was playing. The first Danzig album was playing throughout my whole haircut. And nothing makes a haircut go by quick faster than Danzig. Like, it was great. It's a great vibe. Totally worth the overpriced haircut.
Yeah, they have, like, animal skulls and stuff in the window.
Yeah, like Slayer skate decks. It's, like, it's a good vibe.
Did you pay with Metal Injection stickers?
I keep wanting to
Did
bring
you
the stickers.
Did you send her
forget.
A free CD and then never send it?
Yeah.
When Sid and I went by there, they played Stanger. So because we have very little hair to cut, so they're going to make it seem longer.
Yeah.
Steve Summers in the chat says, so that girl pretends to like metal just like Rob does.
Steve Summers is killing it too. God damn.
Steve Summers here and you there.
We have a phone number, by the way, 646.
You better call us
today.
Yeah,
come on, Steve.
Call us. Wish us a happy 200th.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if that's really Steve Summers? Like, he's just waiting for his shift to start and he's just a big fan of ours.
Nothing. He's got the Rangers game on mute right now.
We just say 646-929-1357. That's the phone number. Give us a call. We're going to have some special guests calling in.
Or that we're going to call.
One in particular we're going to call.
Wait, what did you say?
Steve Summers.
Steve Summers? What? No, special
How many?
Guest?
How many?
Shelly from the Lemon Tree.
Well, we have one.
Oh, hang up on him quick.
Oh, no!
I'll know you have to leave now.
But it was good. It was a good sesh that I had with her. She gave me some tips on how to maintain my hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
And it was good. I recommend it. If you're in the New York
Brazilian?
Area and want a solid haircut, go to Hair Metal.
Did you get a Brazilian?
I did not.
While you were there, did any of the hairdressers push you out of your seat to your death?
No.
No?
None
they
of
put
that.
Put on a Lamb of God album?
Terrible.
Wow.
That was the reference you were going for.
Yeah.
He has been acquitted.
Was there another? Did he do it again?
I don't know.
He has been acquitted.
Uh-huh.
And
Sid, how do you feel about that?
Listen, if this frees him up to go kill more metal fans,
well, all right.
Fine.
Well, now listen, now, you brought up a good point. Suppose now he goes on tour again and pushes someone else off.
Well, no. The thing is, there's no stage diving at Lamb of God.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's over and done with.
I thought, no, because they played a few months ago, right before the trial started.
Right.
Are people just too scared to try it now?
Yeah,
they just don't allow it.
How do you know? No one wants to go up there.
No, the security is instructed. It was really a security
issue. I'm saying they may not just not want to go. Like they may be in fear of death.
It's like every woman who dated OJ after he killed his wife. Like when they'd go to a restaurant, if there was a male waiter, it's like, I'm not going to talk to this waiter. You order for me, OJ. It's fine.
They'd be like, they'd have to call their friend, like, all right, I'm going out with OJ Simpson. Yeah. If I don't call or text you in 3 hours.
Yeah. Let's not chance it.
Who would have went out with O.J. Simpson
Plenty
after
of
that?
White bimbo girls.
Yeah. Really?
Because they like money, you know.
It's famous. You get your picture in Star Magazine.
Sid, will you be filing an appeal about Randy Bly
Nah.
No? All right.
As I said, as long as it frees him up to kill more metal fans.
Here's
my question, though. The timing of his incarceration was very close to the presidential election, which he said he was running for president. Do you think this was all a setup by the Republican or Democratic parties to get him away from this country during the election so he didn't siphon any votes?
Wow.
Think about that.
Someone call Alex Jones.
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy.
Listen, who knows? Maybe. Would you say Lamb of God's fan base is more like white trashy or more liberal elitist?
I think libertarian.
I think it's they're so big that they
it was probably
run the
Romney
gamut.
Side that was like, we don't want this guy taking all our white trash inbred.
I feel he's definitely more on the liberal side.
Yeah,
he's definitely
fans,
not conservative.
I think the fan a metal fan default is like libertarian, you know, Ayn Rand.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I feel like it's really it depends. It depends really which like older metalheads perhaps, but the younger ones I feel are more liberal.
But they're gonna grow up to be the fat libertarian guy who's got a drum kit in his basement and likes Rush a lot. Rush. I know a few people that actually fit that bill almost 100%.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an
they
actual,
grew up to be libertarian.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an actual thing. And really, libertarian is just what you want to call yourself if you're embarrassed to say you're a Republican. For the most part.
Vince Neilstein made a really good point about libertarians. Libertarians and liberals both agree about what's wrong with the country. It's just how to fix it where we go our separate ways.
Right. Libertarians say do nothing.
Yeah. Libertarians say leave me alone, and liberals say here's how I would like to fix this.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, libertarians just like, yeah, let it burn.
So libertarians and liberals agree what's wrong with the country, but libertarians are selfish assholes.
Yeah.
That they think you should fix it by them having everything.
Yeah, and being left alone.
Right.
And not having to help anybody else. Well, because they're all like loser dipshits who live in basement apartments underneath their parents' house. So their life is isolation. So they think that should just be everyone's life. Mm-hmm. And then they could not look as pathetic for not having girlfriends.
They are Republicans who want the right to smoke weed.
Yeah, but I feel like not most of the libertarians I know don't really smoke weed. I think a lot of them are weapon collectors.
Yeah,
guns or
true.
Swords, things like that. There's a few. Yeah,
Kevin Smith fans.
Yeah, sure. Star Wars fans.
Why does Kevin Smith have a TV show?
I don't know.
Why does he have 8 TV shows?
Oh, he has 8?
I don't know. He's everywhere.
That, like, comic book
well, he has like stores. A few, yeah, that, and he has a few lit podcasts and everything.
Yeah.
He doesn't even make movies anymore.
He's actually, late this week, he posted a photo of like the cover page that he's doing Clerks 3.
Is it already on sale on his website?
Ugh. I'm just, enough already, Kevin Smith. Go away. Like, I really liked you 15 years ago.
Yeah, I liked him when I was like high school.
Yeah.
You liked him when you had the same sensibility as him when you were 16.
Yeah. Now it's just like, enough.
He's an old man in like a baseball jersey or whatever.
No, he's in a hockey jersey for his podcast, the Smodcast. He's like,
that's right.
He can't.
He wears like a uniform.
Self-promote. Yeah, and like jean shorts that are basically like 7XL jeans.
Yeah.
But they just look like jean shorts.
And when
shorts
you say 7XL, you don't mean size 7XL. You mean 7 pairs of XL jeans that have been sewn together to fit this one man.
He has let himself go slightly.
Yeah.
And I like that his hair is all, well, I don't like it, but his hair is all like spiky, like from the early 90s.
Yeah, I don't understand. How
he should go to hair metal.
In the time when Clerks was made.
Yeah,
exactly.
Which is a great movie. But I mean, to make Clerks 2 in the first place.
Which was awful.
Yeah. It's just Clerks again. It's the same fucking movie. It's just showing
a bigger budget.
Yeah, it's the same movie remade, but also showing how, you know, 20 years later or whatever, 15 years later, nobody became a better person in any way.
Also,
there's one really good scene in that movie.
What was the scene?
I don't even remember what term it was, but the whole racist terminology scene. Remember, was it moon cricket or whatever?
I don't remember.
Term.
I saw it once. I don't remember.
I remember the term moon cricket from like the worst radio days.
Yes.
When we did that promo.
Yeah, we did this promo where, I don't know if people even remember who the fuck he is, but Trent Lott, who was a senator that came out.
This is Senator Trent Lott.
I have that somewhere.
I'm dying to hear that.
But he was this guy that came out in favor of, he supported some senator that was still around when discrimination was going on, and he basically made some comment that...
Strom Thurmond, was it?
Yeah, Strom Thurmond, he said that America would have been better off if we still had slavery. So we did a sketch where he came in to record a promo for us. And like, hi, this is Trent Lott. I just want to apologize to all the Negroes. Oh, beep, you can't say that. Oh, start over.
I remember this.
And so we didn't know, like, we were just brainstorming this, and we were just, like, coming up with different racial slurs.
Jungle bunnies.
The people are throwing them at us. Like, why? I never heard of it.
Yeah.
Moon. I never heard of moon cricket.
Me neither.
Oh, the Terman Clerks, I think, was Porch Monkey. Right?
I don't remember.
And he doesn't realize that it's a racist term.
Oh, yeah.
Dante's explaining to him.
Someone in the chat actually also wrote Porch Monkey a few minutes ago before you said it.
Okay.
And now Shrinkletown's Tits wants to know if we like Star Wars. Do you like Star Wars?
I like the original trilogy. I've only
the first two I like.
I really like The Empire Strikes Back. That's the third one.
The first two.
What was it? Oh, Return of the Jedi.
I liked it.
I liked the Ewoks. They were cute.
Yeah, but no, I thought...
I like the ending. I thought it was a happy ending.
Just the Ewoks, but I feel like that could have been a 20-minute epilogue to the second movie.
Mm.
And didn't need to be 90-whatever minutes
that
it is.
Cashing in.
So,
I understand
I like the movies.
Yeah.
I hate everything about the ongoing culture of Star Wars, like collecting and like having this whole language and like this this whole marketing empire that grew out of it. And like when they announced that they're making, 7, 8, and 9, I groaned so loud, like, oh God, another 10 years of annoying marketing anywhere you look.
Well, that part of it is annoying. I'm excited that they're making 3 new movies because primarily that George Lucas will not be directing them.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Well, J.J. Abrams will be.
Yeah. That could be hit and miss. He has a few movies I really
like.
I like Star Trek.
I like what he did with Star Trek.
I did. But I did not like Cloverfield at all.
Oh, I liked it. I liked it a lot.
It was okay. I saw it once.
It was fun. I thought it was a fun, popcorn movie. Super 8 was okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I don't hate the guy. George Lucas, you give him credit because he invented the whole franchise and all that.
Yeah.
But he can't do it. He can't direct. I mean,
he's 800 years old.
Yeah.
I enjoy Mel Brooks' version of Star Wars. Spaceballs.
Yeah.
That's how I watch Star Wars. I just watch Spaceballs.
I'm with that.
I just can't get with it.
It's fine. They're fine movies, but the whole obsession is just way too much.
I don't get why.
Well, the last three are not fine movies. They're terrible.
Well, fine, but I had no expectations going in.
No,
so it's like, all right, it's just
look,
3 more movies. Fine, whatever.
I look at it as even if you never saw any of the first 3, they're just terrible storytelling. It's just talky.
I like the third one.
The third one was the best of the 3.
Yeah.
I'll say that. But they're just talky. It's like everything's explanatory. And like the first ones, you have these characters, like they're very deep characters. Someone did a video recently, and I don't know where I saw it, but they asked people on the street or something, like, define Luke Skywalker in a character. And they have people rattle off like 20 adjectives of what what he's about and all, and Han Solo and all these other, everyone in the first movies. And then they go, all right, now, define like Count Dooku, and now define like all these people from.
Well, but
because
also,
they're cardboard cutouts.
But also because the other characters had like a 30-year head start, and 30 more years of people obsessively watching this and.
But it's the same
analyzing.
But it's the same, 4.5 hours of material in each one, though. Most people don't read the books and all that shit.
No, but I'm just saying, rewatching those movies over and over again, and there was just a lot less to compete for your entertainment eyeball then. So people, there's nothing that comes out now is going to be as obsessed over as those movies because there's so many other things to look at now.
I don't think it's that, man.
I think with Lord of the Rings that reached,
people
like, Star Wars.
Over that 5 minutes later. The Hobbit made $0.
Oh, yeah.
What
happened? Exactly.
I think it didn't. It did great.
Did it do great?
It made $1 billion.
I thought it was sort of a disappointment, no?
No, nah, look that up. I'm sure. I just remember reading about it, how much money it made.
Yeah. I don't think I know anyone who saw that movie.
I haven't seen it, but yeah. I want to see it.
It made $301 million. Yeah, okay. Million,
is that a lot?
So, yeah.
Compared to the Lord of the Rings movies?
It's already over $1 billion worldwide.
Yeah, that's what it was.
All right. I still don't know a single person who's seen it.
Yeah, and first week was $84 million. That's a good first week.
Oh, right. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Of course, it costs like $250 million to make it. But how much did it cost?
Let's see. Oh, it doesn't really say, but it has like, it's like the 42nd highest grossing all-time domestic movie.
Oh, wow.
All right. It's the fifth highest gross of the last year.
Yes, Sid.
So,
hater.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did very well. It was the number one movie in opening weekend in December. Like, it did the highest opening weekend.
It's 1 month.
But that's like when all the big movies come out. Like, all the... All
right.
No, it did all right.
Sid, admit defeat, all right?
Ah, 2 hours and 45 minutes, though. What?
That's short for a Peter Jackson movie.
It goes by quick if it's a good story, man.
I can't sit there for that long.
Django. I guess Django was pretty long, and I
Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't like Dark Knight.
What?
The first one?
Oh, wait.
I mean,
no, the last one. The third one.
The
I
one
like
with
the
Bane.
Third one, too, but the one I'm talking about is the second
one. Oh, the second one I love.
I liked them. I liked all three of those.
Yeah.
2, 1, 3. That's how I would go. Same as Back to the Future. 2,
I might
1,
say
3.
2, 3, 1, but yeah.
And Godfather, 2, 1, 3. Wow, there's a lot of 2, 1, 3s.
Yeah. 2, 1, 3 for me,
I've
too
still not
that.
Seen the third Godfather. I have it, but I've just...
I haven't seen the second one yet. I should really
what?
Get on that.
Wow. You're fucking with me.
It's like one movie, really.
The thing is, I downloaded it, and I started watching it, but the captions were off, so like all the things in Italian weren't captioned. Like, oh, I can't watch this. I don't know.
Well, didn't
like,
you have your dictionary handy? Your Italian dictionary?
That wouldn't help me. I would need a... Yeah.
Rob, invent that.
Yeah.
Call the Indian guy.
Yeah.
Have him program it for you.
Call a video backup.
What do you think Avidya is doing right now?
I don't
taking a shower.
Making curry.
Listening to us.
Making curry.
I think you got sidetracked. You were going to say who our guests were going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, we definitely have Odorous calling in from Gua. He's in the studio right now in Antarctica working on new material.
Is he aware of the time change?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I told him we'd call him.
Wait, what time zone would Antarctica be in? Isn't it all in one point? Like, don't all the points meet
there? It's like
there?
In a no-time
no,
zone.
No, it's in every time zone. There's like a, I saw a graph where it's like, just like.
It has to be because all the lines converge at the same
pole. So it's like every few miles. It's a
but what do they
zone.
Use? They use Australia time, right? Is that right?
Do they?
I think so, yeah. Or New Zealand, whatever that is.
The
yeah.
five
like
people that live
ahead.
In Antarctica.
No, they have, you know, like.
Well, they're a team.
A few hundred, a few thousand, you know, there's like scientific research teams
that
live there.
That's got to be crazy. Is there an airport in Antarctica? Like, how do you even get
there? You just land on the ice
no,
and snow.
I think you have to take a ship over there. I think my boss went on a trip there a couple of years ago.
No, there are helicopters that land there too, though. Pretty sure. They go from South America.
Yeah,
you know, I don't.
Like Chile
or there's like a tour of Antarctica that you could take.
I seem to remember talking about this, but anyway, I used to play poker on Full Tilt, and like there's you can hover the mouse over the person's name, whatever, and where they're from shows, you know, what, and you can't change it. It's not like, oh, I can write anything I want because.
Yeah.
They go by your billing information, where the money gets sent to, whatever. And there were people from Antarctica playing. Like, I would see people all the time. Not all the time. Once in a while.
Wait a minute. They have banks in Antarctica?
No, I think it's just you put your residence down. You know,
And it has to be
so
your true
residence.
Oh, my God. How do you get mail in Antarctica?
How do you get groceries?
I mean,
you
I'm
kill
sure
a
they
fucking
drop
fish.
They drop supplies. But, you know, the people that are there during the winter, they're buried. They can't come out. They have to be down in that bunker for like 6 months.
Yes, they're just playing online poker to kill time.
Yeah. And they don't come get you unless it's like a serious, serious fucking thing that happens.
Wow, I wonder what the internet speeds are like in that bunker.
Because it's like 6 months without light.
Yeah. There's not that many people using internet there, so I imagine it's fast.
Mm-hmm. But where are the wires?
Satellite.
It's a satellite.
They haven't figured out.
So I found something you can take a cruise to Antarctica, and it goes. You would do it from Argentina, the southernmost tip of Argentina.
Is it a metal cruise?
Oh my God!
A metal cruise to Antarctica.
That would be nice, because everybody would have to bundle up, and you wouldn't see all
probably
those fat
die.
Dudes in tank tops.
Yes, you would. That would be like the perfect weather for them. If they're
why?
Big. And cold weather is
Rob?
Good for them. For the
I don't know.
You're the expert.
Another thing I was thinking we should do, and I mean, I don't know.
I'm don't say go on a cruise to Antarctica.
Yeah. No, we should call up previous guests that I still have in my contacts. Be like, hey, do you want to wish
a violation at all?
Do you want to wish us a happy 200th?
Okay.
Oh, with that, what do you guys think about that? Should we do that?
Can we call someone that's on the West Coast so it'll be like 7 in the morning for them?
Oh, let's see. I have Jake Bowen in my contacts.
Wait,
do you think
7 in the morning? It wouldn't be 7 in the morning. It would be 10 in the morning.
Oh,
she meant the West Coast of Cairo.
Ah, yeah. Got it.
I don't know. I don't even know if that's right.
It'll be ahead.
Sorry, Darren. I wasn't looking at my calendar.
Hawaii would be around 7. Let's say that.
Is there any Hawaii bands?
I don't know anyone in Hawaii, unfortunately.
What's the Hawaii metal scene like?
Probably not exist. I don't. Bands are really.
I feel like they're way too happy in Hawaii to be into metal.
Steve Summers says to call Sean right now.
Oh,
718.
We tried him a couple of weeks.
He probably won't
pick
up. Let's call him. Let's Greg Weeks.
Right. Shinkletown's Tits says to call Sean from the radio.
Sean's probably having like brunch right now with his girlfriend and her family or something.
Wow. Or a beer in the shower getting ready for brunch.
He's at IKEA eating horse meatballs.
He's so domesticated. They have horse meatballs?
Well, that was a whole controversy in Europe that they had horse meat in the meatballs.
Wow. Yeah, but he's very domesticated.
Yeah.
And raped.
Maybe we should remind him that we didn't go to his birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, hey, when's your birthday party?
Most people might call up and apologize.
Call fail.
I'm just going to say, ha ha.
Did you change the time?
No, failed is just the nickname you have
for Sean. Or maybe Sean changed his phone number. Call Dimebag.
Get out your Ouija board.
Come on, Sean.
He doesn't pick up when he doesn't recognize the number.
How could he not recognize
it? He knows it's us.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, Sean, is this you?
Yes. Who's this?
You're on the Metal Injection live cast, Sean. I don't know if you remember. You used to come in and do some voices for us. We're doing our 200th episode, and we want to know if you would congratulate us live on the air right now.
Yes, I will. Congratulations for being the dumbest, most amazing live cast ever.
Oh, wow. Are you at brunch right now? We were speculating you were at brunch.
I am at brunch. I am.
What are you having for brunch?
I'm at a drunk brunch, and I can't... No, you can help me decide. I can't decide between Crab Benedict or a beef burger.
Crab Benedict. Definitely the Crab Benedict. That's
burger.
Delicious.
Crab Benedict? Okay, I'll go for the Crab Benedict.
Bottomless mimosas?
I'm kind of like I got a bottomless thing, so I can do a Bloody Marys, mimosas, draft beers, whatever.
So you're going with the mimosas?
Yeah, you know, start a little fresh, get food, and move on to some beers.
Bloody Mary was also your nickname in high school.
True. More true than funny.
Well, we're going to let you get back to your Crab Benedict and your mimosas.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Why are you guys doing so early right now?
Daylight saving.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys enjoy the rest of your phenomenal show.
Great. And you enjoy your brunch. Good night.
Thank you.
Well, that was awkwardly formal.
Yeah.
Sean likes eating food that looks like him. That's like the same color as him.
That was like the podcast equivalent of running into your ex on the street.
Yeah, hey, hey.
Brunch.
Brunch.
I didn't find it at awkward. I just giggled.
Yeah, well,
you're impervious to awkwardness.
Yeah. I am a little bit. I would say that.
Are we calling Yenny? Someone wanted to call Yenny.
Oh, no. She was.
Still
this asleep. Is way too early for her. Okay. Let's call Gunface. Let's see what he's up to.
Oh, God.
See if he picks up.
You do all the talking. Me and him have a thing right now.
What is this? It says here, did the Iron Sheik not respond? Hello?
Hey, Mike?
Hi.
Hey, this is Rob from Metal Injection.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
What's that sound in the background?
Oh, the beeping? That's just the van just beeping like crazy. Hey, my phone is probably going to die in like 2 seconds.
Okay, we're just recording our 200th episode calling some past guests. Can you just wish us a happy 200th? And then we'll let you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, if I hang up, I'll call you back. Or if it's break. What do you want me to say?
Happy 200th episode, Metal Injection Livecast.
All right. Happy 200th episode, Metal Injection Livecast.
Yay!
Wow. Yeah!
Call the guy up and ask him to cut a promo for you.
Are you guys doing a... Oh, thank you. Thanks. Are you guys doing a show right now?
Yeah, we're like calling up previous guests that I have in my phone book.
Oh, nice. Let's is it live right now?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Now we like
I'm just the beeping was the van. The van beeps all over the place and it's terrible. So
it added a nice background sound.
Yeah, it was nice.
The promo. It's good.
Thank you. Okay, well,
nice.
We don't want to ruin your cell phone battery, so we'll let you go. And we'll remind everyone to check out Gunface's new one-man band, Stomach Earth.
Check it out.
Yay. I'll play some in a bit. Great. Thank you, Gunface.
Nice. Enjoy your brunch.
All right. Thanks. Take it easy, guys.
All right. That was two successful calls. I'm wishing us a happy 200th. Wow. Our previous guests are so loving.
You know what we need to do right now, Rob?
What do we need to do?
The one thing that we can do in this episode to make it truly special and an all-time memorable episode is if we call Mama Raba and ask her to congratulate her beloved boy on his 200th live cast.
Absolutely not.
We'll only say nice things. We'll be on our best behavior.
We won't say anything.
No.
You just call your mom. Does she even know you're doing the live cast right this moment?
No.
Exactly. So call her up as if you're just calling her. And be like, later today, I'm going to do my 200th podcast. What do you think of that? And we get a candid response from Mama Raba, and that's it. You talk to her later.
Chat room is going crazy
Mama
for
Raba.
Come on!
She will hate me.
She will never
forever.
Know. She doesn't know. She doesn't
You're
know
her
firstborn
right son.
She
You're
doesn't
first...
know the show's on right now.
Steve, yes, I will
out?
Hate him. I will hate him.
Mama Raba.
Mama Raba. Mama Raba. Mama Raba.
Come on!
I'd have to call her from my phone. So?
Why?
Why can't She'll you call her from the
don't
board?
Don't call the house phone. She's on caller ID.
Wait, so how? What's the deal?
Just tell her that later today you're doing your show and it's the 200th show. And what does she think?
Wait,
about?
Tell her it's your 200th show and you're real nervous and you don't think you can
and
go
you
on. You need a pep talk.
No.
And make sure she knows she has to say it all in English.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is.
Damn it,
we'll take anything.
Come on.
I would love to hear her speak in Russian on the air. That would be great.
Yeah. Especially her saying Robert.
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 Robert. Robert.
Ты хочешь кушать?
I don't know what that means. I'm the only one in this
room.
She'd
be so pissed if I called her.
Why?
I think I would be pissed if I called her.
She won't be pissed.
Come on, man. Mama Raba. She's like a celebrity on the show without ever having been on the show.
Yeah, the chat demands it.
Come on. It's the 200th episode.
Steve Summers says, Rob's mom can step away from making cutlettes.
Steve Summers with the Russian humor.
Anything. Turn all of the rest of our mics off. Okay. It'll just be Raba and Mama Raba.
I'm going to call from my phone.
Cutlettes.
I'll plug it into the...
No, you're not, because then it's going to stop recording.
Oh.
Wait.
We need Darren. Plug Darren's sound into it.
Okay.
Sorry, Darren. You can't play sound effects during Mama's call.
Fuck. I was going to play her song, too.
Wait.
No, we need her to think that this is off the air.
I understand. I'm joking.
So I'm turning our mics down?
Can't believe I'm doing this.
She'll hear over the...
Oh, thank God she's not picking up.
Leave a message in Russian.
Hello?
Hello.
Ma.
Hello.
Hello.
Ah, da.
Ma, слушай, I'm going to be recording the 200th episode of my podcast later today. We did 200 episodes. What do you think about that?
Я ничего не поняла.
My radio show.
На радио, на твое шоу или на Sirius?
No, on my show, my show, on Metal Injection.
Так, что?
We're going to be recording our 200th episode. It's crazy, right?
Это уже у вас 200th episode?
Yeah.
Вау, слушай, ты можешь мне позвонить на home phone? It doesn't matter today.
All right, I'll call you later.
No, сейчас, я хочу с тобой говорить.
No, I can't talk right now, bye.
That was so sad. She was always. For
say?
Those of you
Come
who
on.
Don't understand Russian, at the end, she said you should call me back on the regular phone instead of the cell phone. He's like, oh, I'll talk to you later. She's like, no, call back now. I want to talk to you. She was like, all excited.
Well,
like all of a sudden, my son is calling me.
She doesn't know he's on the air. Noah's crying. Oh my God,
brilliant.
That was
such
an endearing moment for
are
Mama Rob.
Were you really
Rob.
Tearing up from sentimentality or laughing?
Laughing.
Oh, laughing. All right.
I always cry when I laugh really hard. You made me
Why
cry
didn't
a
you
lot,
just
Dan?
Talk to her some more?
She said call her back on the house line.
Okay.
I don't want to
Are you
there.
Going?
Also, may I just say, Rob, Sean is texting me right now, and he says on the website it says that today's show is going from 1 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Oh, excellent.
So he might have sent
it's
the wrong message
okay.
to some kids.
But I'm leaving at 3.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
guys can all go on.
Yeah.
Maybe 3:05.
So are you going to call her back?
No!
Oh.
That was so awkward for me.
That was fantastic.
That was unbelievably
Wait,
awkward.
I have a question. Do you normally speak to her in English?
No.
For the
well,
show.
Like, I go back and forth. It depends.
Oh,
if
okay.
I can't think of the word in Russian, I'll say it.
Oh, okay.
He's Rusglish, he speaks.
Yeah.
Rusglish.
I always hear you speaking almost totally in Russian on the phone.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Mainly, I like to do it in Russian just to practice my Russian.
Can you
I don't
explain
like,
what you said back and forth there? I mean, what she said. You were speaking. English.
She said, I said, I'm going to record my 200th show. She's like, oh, your 200th show.
It sounds like she
serious?
Didn't know you had a podcast.
For your website? No, she knows. She doesn't know it's called a podcast. She knows. It's like, I just say, I'm doing my radio show.
And
okay.
she can't, you know, she wanted to see if it was serious or
yeah.
metal injection.
She didn't understand. I was like, no, for metal injection. She's like, you did 200 episodes?
No, I heard that. I heard 200 episodes.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I understood.
She was shocked.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, I always tell people, you know, I'm on a radio show, and they go, oh, what channel is it on? You know, like they think it's, you know, 89.7 FM or something.
Yeah.
So you have to, and they go, oh.
Or Z100.
Just a podcast, you know. Meanwhile, we have, like, more listeners than half of these, you know, motherfucking shows that are on anyway.
Yeah.
But.
Take that virus and the gorilla.
Yeah.
And I feel like the podcast is like way more like far-reaching than a local radio.
Yeah,
station.
We have listeners in India and
people
Venezuela.
People look down. It's a stigma, you know.
Let's talk about some of our favorite callers of all time. One of my favorite, I think my ultimate favorite caller is the guy from Colombia who said that he was listening to the Metal Injection Livecast while waiting online to get his papers to come to America.
Yeah,
that
was great.
That?
I don't know.
Yeah.
This might be in Guantanamo.
I think we're Facebook friends. I should see what he's up to if he made it to America.
What about you guys? What are your favorite callers?
I like that call. The guy that called us and he said that he was listening to the live cast on the bus on his way from, like, I don't know, I think North Carolina to Texas. It was a long bus ride. And how he was listening to the show in the middle of the night and just he couldn't contain his laughter and he was laughing out loud on a dark bus where everyone else was sleeping.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Sydney?
Yeah, Shlomo still.
Oh, yeah,
I was
Shlomo,
go
of course.
Shlomo.
The birth of Shlomo was still a special, special. I mean, he like took up like an hour and 15 minutes of that first time he called in, that show. That was
yeah.
special. That was good times.
Also, Pizza Destroyer, when we called Greg
yes.
Week for him to ask Greg Week
that
in Russian. That's
I just
a classic.
Played that.
If we ever do like an all-time greatest moments of the live cast, that's like
that
top five.
Special.
Absolutely,
yeah.
yeah.
We just played that on
just
the
Just like,
show.
Wait, what? No, you're really going to call?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's not, you said it was on a mixtape that we
yeah,
did recently?
Yeah,
if you never heard that. Definitely, I would say if you're new to the live cast, check out all the mixtapes that we've done because that's like a good representation of all of our favorite
of
material.
How good we used to be.
I think we're still great.
I know, I'm
well, the last three were all recent, mostly recent clips, like from the probably 2 or 3 weeks before the show. That it's airing on.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a lot of good highlights lately.
Also, the Seth Putnam interview.
Oh, wow. That was awkward.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, callers, you know,
Seth Putnam
callers.
Right before he died, like, a few months before.
I've never heard anyone call into a show or be on a show that was less interested in being on the show than
I think
but he didn't want to get off the phone with us either.
Yeah, I think what like after we like,
he just sounds like that.
Yeah, like once the conversation got going, he was into it.
Yeah,
which was so weird.
It's so
waking
crazy.
Up post crystal meth binge.
Yeah,
and not and no, but like nothing changing his voice. Yeah, did some meth.
It was sort of like the equivalent of like if you've been liking this girl from afar and she seems like super crazy and like she'd be wild in bed and stuff and then you finally work up the nerve to ask her out and she's like super into you and obsessive and boring.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh
yeah, this, I don't want it anymore.
I wanted weirdness. What, you're just lame. Yeah. Like, I felt bad. It's like, oh, Seth Putnam just likes talking to
It's like he caught the Roadrunner. Now what?
Though he did endorse meth and stuff and talk about how great that was. But he was just so low-key about his insanity, it sort of...
He was weird in a different way you didn't expect him to be.
And then he's died.
Yeah.
Very sad.
What was that band, like the first band that we
Pariah?
Had on?
Pariah?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From Nebraska.
Do they still exist?
I don't know. They haven't put out anything in a while.
That was the worst. It was the show on the worst.
You know what? That was a good like practice run for us because it was the first interview and like the first time we, you know, used the phone lines and stuff. And
well, we got the terrible interview out of the way with a band that no one cared about.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So it was just a practice run.
And it was the birth of me being like, "Oh, you're from this state? You know about this, and this? All right, that's all I've got."
Where were they from?
Nebraska.
Oh, all right.
So I talked to them about like the Cornhuskers.
That's it. What else is there?
There's not much else.
Slipknot. It's Iowa.
Also,
311.
I don't know. TV show Jericho, and that was Kansas.
The Googler, of course.
Googler.
Love the Googler.
Was Zach Beats the one from Illinois?
Yes.
Oh, poor Zach.
He was like running away. Near the Zach Beats hotline.
Oh yeah.
Happening with him.
Yeah, oh, Steve Summers, longtime fan. When the live cast killed Peter Steele.
Oh,
that was crazy.
After we released his children's songs, he just committed suicide.
Yeah, that was a good time.
That was like the same night. Remember? It was like the same exact night.
After the show ended, as we were uploading the show, I went to Blabbermouth, and it was like, oh, Pete Steele's dead.
He must have died during the show, then.
Yeah.
Maybe
he was discovered during the show.
He was streaming the live cast while he was driving the school bus, and he just, like, swerved off the road, and we killed him.
No,
or
he's like, that's it. It doesn't get any better than this show. Time to die.
I think it's just Peter Steele's are like Highlanders, and there could be only one. And he heard the impression on it. He's like, there's another Peter Steele. Well, that's it for me.
Cut his own head off with a sword.
Someone's taken over.
By the way, it wasn't a school bus, was it? I mean, it was.
He was not. That's the joke.
That's not the joke. I thought it was a school bus when I wrote that. That was the whole point.
We should play that.
Wasn't that what he was doing?
Yeah, play that.
Huh? So he was in the school
bus?
Well,
he drove a bus.
He drove a city bus.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's
but
even crazy.
I misconstrued it, and then I made the children. That was the whole gimmick of it.
But well, was sure he really driving a bus? Was that like his new career path?
I don't know.
Did
it was new. I think
that?
He just did it because he liked it. I don't even need the money.
Because I heard that like as a rumor. Like I knew someone who was friends with him.
Yeah,
and
that was verified.
Was it verified?
Yeah, you told me it was.
No, it was all from the thing that Noah told us.
And
it was all just a giant rumor.
And this was in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so fuck it. Let it be a kid's bus then.
Do you think he ever drove the bus that Shane Douglas rode on to his Walmart job? And it was two guys hitting rock bottom at the same time.
Shane Douglas. Shane Douglas is a pro wrestler.
I don't know about this. Well, help me out.
Okay, so Shane Douglas, pro wrestler, pretty notable in the 90s. And the way he got
Nigel McGuinness is in the butcher shop. Not
No, this is different.
Walmart.
Different one?
Yeah.
Oh,
so okay, so he made his whole career was about how he is the greatest wrestler in the world and that like cuz he was the ECW world champion.
Yeah.
And then he was saying how like the WWF world champion at the time and the WCW champion Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair were terrible, like old, they're past their prime and that Shane Douglas could wrestle them. You know, all over. And he really took it out on Ric Flair. Like, Ric Flair was his main rival. Mm-hmm. And then all these years later, nobody cares about Shane Douglas. He's a footnote in wrestling history.
Perhaps the White Virgil.
And Ric Flair, you know, still relatively a legend. Ric Flair was on this panel on WWE Classics, and he spent the whole time burying Shane Douglas. Like, oh, I'm still the world. I'm one of the greatest. I'm a Hall of Famer. Where's Shane Douglas? Where is he? He's at a Walmart, I heard. He's managing a Walmart.
Is he really? Or he just said that.
No, he is. That was true.
Wow.
And like he would, and it's like Ric Flair
in Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania, yeah. And Ric Flair came off so bitter because it's like, okay, yeah, you're still around. Like, why are you burying this
poor
guy?
There was never an actual debate about whether Shane Douglas was better than Ric Flair.
Yeah, like you're just why are you even acknowledging this? You're such a petty guy. So yeah, that was it.
But so it is possible that these guys somehow their paths crossed in Pennsylvania while they were both bottoming out.
Well, they may not have known it. I mean, yeah. Shane Douglas anything may have known. I'd say that would be more likely.
Yeah.
That he would know who Peter Steele was than vice versa.
Yeah.
But
let's chew up that Peter Steele bit as we go to our music break. I think
you
it's
you
want
time. Me to do it? Or
yeah, I don't have it. So right, you do it, and then I'll play the music right after. And when we come back, I will call Odorous from Guar in the studio.
And we'll have more calls.
And then maybe my mom will call me and yell at me for putting her on the air.
We'll call your dad next.
Yeah,
and then
we
your
should.
Sister.
Yeah.
My dad is
family.
Actually a fan of the show, and what happens is he listens and then he tells my mom all the. He tells her second.
He downloads. He doesn't listen live.
I'm not sure, but like he'll listen to it and then he'll like secondhandedly tell her things, and then my
wrong,
mom is
right?
like, "Yeah." And then I was like, "How dare you say that? I'm like, why would you say that? That's not what happened."
What? Go ahead.
Could you record the call when your mom calls up and says, why the fuck did you put me on air?
Well, what's something she says that you said that wasn't right?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but like...
Robert, you said I lived bricks in the backyard?
But it's always... what's like she'll always yell about, like, oh, making fun of your mom on the air. That's really nice. Really? And then she's like, and then she'll go through everyone on the show. Like, but I love that Darren. That Darren.
Oh.
When he does his Russian accent, it's perfect. It's so good. It's like, how is he not Russian? Does he speak Russian?
I
he
do not speak a
he
word
does
of Russian.
So perfect.
No, I'm not sure I speak
I,
a word.
I feel like she doesn't put it together that you're the one.
That other guy is terrible.
Well, because she doesn't actually listen. It's just my dad telling her.
Oh, okay.
Does
good.
She know about the song?
How
does she know my accent is good then?
Yeah,
because
she has seen it.
She,
from...
Maybe she's like, well, I don't know.
Maybe
yeah,
when like... her dad, when your dad recounts the episode, he like does the accent too. Like, and
he
they...
sounded just like this. Blah blah blah.
Robert. Blah blah blah.
Robert. Robert, I never pushed anyone off the stage in this Czechoslovakia. You're full of shit.
Don't say this.
All right. Let's... I never shot the dime bang deal. What? How can you blame your mother for this?
Why did your mother kill Daniel?
Why you killed Daniel? Why you say I killed Daniel? Robert, I do not have grasshopper dick. I know, fuck you, the old country way.
All right, let's get to the Peter Steele stuff.
Hello there. I'm Peter Steele. You might have heard the news about me and my recent career change. Well, it's true. I grew tired of my old lifestyle, pumping iron in the gym every day, writing sensitive, brooding emo lyrics in my Brooklyn love nest, and slapping bras around with my abnormally huge penis, once seen in Playgirl magazine. After some introspection, I found the perfect career for someone like Peter Steele, driving a school bus. Yes, that's right. If you're lucky enough to be a parent residing in Monmouth County, you can have your children driven to school by an upstanding citizen like Peter Steele. What does this matter? Well, after 2 months of driving these adorable little rugrats around, I realized music is still in my blood. That's why I've joined up with my star-studded A-list of friends in the metal industry to bring you Peter Steele and Friends Present The Wheels on the Bus, a compilation of songs heard on the bus driven every day by Peter Steele. You'll hear great songs like Mary Had a Little Lamb by my good friend James Hetfield.
Mary had a little lamb. Ooh, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb. Fleece was white as snow like coke.
And then you gotta have the alphabet song with my good pal, Pomeraya of Slayer.
A. B. C. D. E. F. G. J, K, L, M, N, O, P, U, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y. Now I know my ABCs. That's how I won't you sing with me.
Then, of course, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star by Dave Mustaine of Megadeth.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. James Hetfield, you think you're a big star, don't you? Well, you're not. Dave Mustaine's a real star. I'm so sick of you. Kicking my dog, my cat, my pet gecko. I'm gonna find you, James. Let me do it's not gonna be pretty. I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm done with this stupid song. Screw all of you. Yeah.
Of course, there gotta be a little banana phone with Rafi and a friend I just made, the Iron Sheik.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Fucking bullshit.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Fucking bullshit.
So appealing for us to get together and sing, sing.
Low life, son of a bitch.
Banana phone. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding. Banana phone.
Come on, please zoom. Assume it's good.
I've got my hunch.
It's the
best. Beat the
rest.
Interactive modular. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Fucking bullshit.
And it won't be a Peter Steele Presents album without Peter Steele on it. So here I am singing The Wheels on the Bus.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round.
Kids, can you shut up? You're ruining my flow. This is Peter Steele. I'm a singing professional, and you're ruining it. Why did I allow these dumb children to be on my song? I'm Peter Steele. I'll kill you. God, I hate stupid children. Pick up my album, Peter Steele and Friends Present Peter Steele. Peter Steele, Peter Steele, in stores Peter Steele.
I'm gonna Hello, this is Bruce. Chuck's friend. Cough, cough. He has his mouth full right now. But he wanted me to remind you that you're listening to the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net.
This is Chuck Blandington. I apologize if my announcements haven't been up to par lately. My dumbass neighbor has been moving bricks around his yard and screaming motherfucker at the top of his lungs all night. I haven't slept in a week. You're listening to the Metal Injection Live Cast. This is Chuck Blandington, reminding you, Auschwitz, the meaning of pain, the way that I want you to die, slow death, immense decay, showers that cleanse you of your life, but your pain is over, because we now return to the Metal Injection Live Cast. Here's the show.
That's right, it's the 200th episode of the Metal Injection Live Cast. We have Otis from Gwar on the air momentarily. So I want to quickly go over the music we just heard. You just heard Pig Destroyer with The Diplomat. Before that was Gunface's one-man project, Stomach Earth, with Watchers. You can download that track for free on the Death Wish compilation. Just go to deathwishinc.com. And before that, we kicked off the music break with Protest the Hero and Blood Meat. Enough of the formalities. Let's get our favorite guest of all time on the line right now.
Hello!
Hello, you're on the air.
Are you there?
We are there. How is coming in from Antarctica?
Yes, yes, calling from Antarctica. I've got to apologize in advance for something. I'm not drunk right now. I'm sorry.
Which is very different from the last time you were on the show.
Yeah, we set new marks of just excellence and professionalism with that one, and new insights into my fascinating character, completely drunk as shit in your apartment at like 3 a.m. I can't even remember what happened.
It was intense. It was intense. I remember, you know, like the whole world gets to see Odorous cuttlefish, but what's under the cuttlefish is very, it's a rare sighting to see. And I feel like we got a peek at that.
Well, you know, I'm your favorite guest, and you're my favorite, whatever the hell it is that you are. Attractive man, I suppose. Sex object, I don't know.
Oh, I'm honored to be your favorite sex object, I think.
Yes, it's been quite a time. We go back a long way there, Robert. And, you know, we're working on the new album right now. In fact, you find me right now in the studio. Today is actually the last day of tracking our new record, and it's going to be fucking amazing. I really think that, you know, we really had a hell of a job on our hands. We somehow had to retain the standard of musical excellence that we have really had on these last few albums, of course, with Flatus returning to outer space. That wasn't as easy a task as it used to be, but I think through our exhaustive audition process, gladiatorial combat, basically, was what we used. And, you know, with Pustulus Maximus coming in there and taking control of the position, I think the fans are going to be both relieved and excited.
That's great. Are there any other Maximi that will be on the album?
Oh, certainly. All the Maximi came out. I mean, we had freaking Emperor Pooh Arms Maximus was here. We had Dildodonicus Maximus. We had, I believe, even Farticus was here.
Farticus Maximus?
Farticus Maximus was here, yes. Laid down some really stinky tracks.
Wow, it must have smelled so bad in there with all of the entire Maximus clan. Taking
Horrible, but we managed to get them all out of here, but we vandalized Pustulus' spaceship, so he's stuck here on Earth with us now, so he won't be going back anytime soon.
Now, let me ask you, like, what kind of equipment does Guar use? Do you use the top-of-the-notch latest stuff, or do you just have, like, old...
Like equipment? Like musical equipment?
Yeah, for recording. Like, what kind of...
I don't know anything about that. They just basically tell me when to yell. I mean, I did the entire album and didn't really even know I was recording it. Basically, they just point a mic at me every now and then, record my drunken, idiotic babble, and then kind of edit them together to make lyrics, you know?
Now, how do you find a reliable crack dealer in Antarctica while recording? I mean, while you're touring the road, it's easy, but...
Sleazy delivers that to us every day. I mean, I wake up to a 9-ton crack boulder parked right outside the portcullis, and... you know, unless I get that, I don't get out of the coffin.
Oh, you sleep in a coffin?
Well, of course. I mean, I'm not a vampire or anything, but, you know, coffins are kind of cool, you know? Coffins are cool, man.
I hear you. Now, do you keep up with the political news while down in Antarctica, all that stuff going on in North Korea? How do you feel about that?
Oh, right. Dennis Rodman has visited the North Korean president, and they've traded some knowledge on basketball. Dennis Rodman is single-handedly spearheading the effort to create a nuclear war between North Korea and, I believe, Fiji. They're not going to fuck with America anymore. They decided to pick on someone more their own size. North Korea will invade Fiji.
Now, I heard that they were going to aim some missiles towards South Korea later this week.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yes, I don't understand that. There's a North Korea and a South Korea, but the people basically look the same in both places. why can't they all just get along? I don't understand.
Do you have a favorite Korea?
Oh, I like the North Koreans. Starving their own population so they can have nuclear weapons. That's pretty cool. At least they have their priorities straight.
It's true. So, Odorous, what do you do when you're not recording in Antarctica? How does the time go by?
Oh, I indulge my various muses. I'm something of a dabbler in your fine arts. I'll paint pictures with my excrement and, you know, just hang around the stronghold. I mean, we really worked our asses off on this record. We have been working on this record for an entire year. We really had a hell of a job to do when we were finding someone to play for Flatus and, you know, getting all the Maximuses here. That took a half a year in itself. And then having them fight each other for the right to play these leads. And, you know, we just, from the get-go on this record, we just really felt like we had to work really hard to keep up the level of music that we've had with our last few records. And as a result, you know, this album is dedicated to Flatus, and the whole album is homage to him. And, you know, that's something that we had with us at every moment, and, you know, something that he would be proud of, and something that is a fitting tribute to our fallen brother. So I hope we have succeeded, you know, with my endless self-confidence. I know that what we have created is, I believe it's the finest album we have ever created. So I just can't wait to drop it on you people. And as far as doing other things besides that, there really hasn't been anything else I've been doing for the last year except working on this freaking album. There's like 17 songs or something. They're not all going to make the record, but it's just a tremendous amount of material here. Everyone's worked very, very hard on it, and I absolutely cannot wait to drop it on you unsuspecting masses. I believe it will be out in early September, so people are going to have to wait just a little bit longer, but the new Guar album is going to be amazing. Tentatively titled Madness at the Core of Time.
Wow. Now, is there an overall concept for the record, or is it a collection?
Oh, yes. It's a very, very complicated, even by Guar standards, tells the story of the future of this planet. Basically, I was hanging around in the Antarctic stronghold, checking out the All Eye. This is kind of like the best way to describe it to a human. It's kind of like intergalactic cable TV. It's like basically I view time like most people watch TV shows, and I can watch it backwards, forwards, sideways. Well, anyway, I looked into the future, and I find that the human race is wiped out by some kind of mysterious apocalypse here sometime over the next 5 years. The Mayans were right. They just got the date a little bit wrong. Well, anyway, turns out that in the future, there's two different types of human beings. The human beings that lived underground in air-conditioned bomb shelters, and then the other humans that were left on the surface of your planet to eke out a miserable existence. Now, the record involves the machinations of this hideous new character, Mr. Perfect. He is the leader of the Perfects, the underground humans, the privileged elite who, while the Holocaust raged above, drove themselves insane by consuming stem cells, eating crystal meth, and breathing methane gas. And it's basically about the entire war between the subterranean Perfects and the surface-dwelling pig children. Mr. Perfect only lacks one thing to get his entirely sick, super genius plan, and that is my balls. Apparently, my balls are the biggest source of gizmoglobin in the galaxy, and if Mr. Perfect can come back through time, chop off my balls, and consume the gizmoglobin, it will give him the power to swallow the sun.
Wow. That sounds like an intense record. And you're going to get all of this out in like 60 to 65 minutes, 70 minutes?
Yes, I do believe so. It is our master work. You know, we really pulled out all the stops on this one. It's really all my life has been for the last year. We really haven't played that many shows or anything. It's just been slamming away on this record. And it is also the first record that we have created in our own Slave Pit Studios. That's right. We didn't blow all the money on crack. We actually bought some musical equipment and got our own studio going down here in Antarctica now. So it is our own record in our own studio, and we're very, very happy about that.
Wow. Sounds awesome. Great. And I'm assuming there's a ton of touring. You already announced a bit of a tour this spring.
Yeah.
With the Beast.
That tour is ridiculous. We had a lot of problems. A lot of people are, you know, why didn't you come to this and that this year? Why didn't you come to Stagnant Creek, Rhode Island, or whatnot? There's so many cities up there. And the truth of the matter was, we just simply could not tour as extensively as we would have liked to for the Bloody Pit of Horror record because, you know, Flatus left the planet and we were left, you know, trying to find a replacement for him like that could ever happen. And, you know, working in a new guitar player and trying to tell a story and write an album as super sick and complicated and ridiculous as this one. It took about a year and a half, and as a result, we didn't get to tour quite as extensively as we did, but the album will come out in early September, and then after that, we'll be relentless touring until, I don't know, I really don't know where the hell we're... Oh, I was good. Yes. Yes. So after the album's out in early September, there's just relentless touring and get everyone caught up with what's going on with Guar.
Were one of your slaves just interrupting you while you were giving an interview?
Yeah, can you believe that? They're so... They really forget their place sometimes, you know. It's like...
Unbelievable.
Slaves. I know. But I've been... So freaking burned out on this record. I've been in the studio now for about a week and a half straight, and, you know, I still haven't gotten my crack delivery this morning. I mean, this is a weird time to do an interview, Robert. 2 o'clock on a Sunday?
Wow, and you even know the time zone that we're in?
Of course I do. I am all-knowing, all-seeing.
Rob is still in
or something.
Yeah, you're right. It's very inconsiderate of us, so I think we should let you go. We should let you have your morning crack.
Oh, great. Just pawn me off like that. If you get me all riled up to do this stupid fucking interview, now you just want to go away, and you didn't even ask me about barbecue sauce yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
Ah!
Well, tell us, I saw this press release. There's going to be a barbecue sauce.
Yes.
Now, what is in the barbecue sauce?
Oh, it's made out of the blood of extremely hot chicks. It was a terrible waste of fine ass, but damn it, if this stuff is not actually fit for human consumption, and even beyond that, it actually tastes pretty freaking good. I don't know why we're spreading out into food service products, but... you know, I guess it's Sleazy P. Martini's latest plan to make money for our colossal drug habits. But, yes, the barbecue sauce, delicious, and it will be, I don't know, where the hell we're going to, I guess, sell it through something or other, on tour or whatever, or we'll just have a big bucket of it we go around with everywhere. But, of course, that will be served in huge, copious amounts for the barbecue, which will be, I believe, the 17th, August 17th, in Richmond, Virginia. It'll be the fifth barbecue in a row, and it's going to be the biggest, baddest one yet. We have absolutely amazing lineup, and you should come down for that one, Robert.
I think we are going to be coming down for that one because
I can't tell you what the lineup is yet, but it is fucking incredible. We got some of the coolest fucking bands to play this year's barbecue. Every year, this festival gets a little bit bigger. And, you know, we had 2,000 people there last year, and we're looking to do considerably better than that this year. I mean, this could be, you know, our Bonnaroo, you know, Guar's music festival. Only the sickest, most fucked up bands play, and only the weirdest, most twisted individuals attend it. And, yeah, every year it gets bigger and better. Maybe it'll get to the point where we basically just have to play one show a year.
Kind of like your gathering of the Juggalos.
No! Yes. it's hard to admit to being inspired by the Juggalos, but I must say they've done a good job getting the gathering thing together. We actually played there a few years ago, and it was one of the most bizarre, disturbing experiences of my entire life. And when Odorous Jurungus says something is bizarre and disturbing, then you know there's definitely something bizarre and disturbing about it. But, yes, taking the barbecue goes back for many years, but it's just been these last few that we've actually gotten them more on a regular basis. And it's getting bigger every year, and we look to have the largest event ever this year, so I will be expecting you and your unibrow.
My unibrow will be in full effect at the barbecue.
Very good, sir.
All right. Well, thank you once again, Odorous, for taking some time out of your busy schedule recording vocals for your new album, which is out this
It's going to be awesome. Thank you so much. Good talking with you guys. New album out September, the barbecue in August, and a little Vader Chaos tour coming up here. So, yeah, it's a big, busy year coming up for Guar, and we absolutely can't wait to drop this new album right on your pointy little heads.
Great. Thank you, Odorous. We're going to let you go back to recording. And we're
Fare thee well, human scum.
Good day, sir. Let's play one of Guar's greatest hits, Sick of You.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. I've got something to say. I raped your mother today. And it doesn't matter much to me. As long as she is dead. But I'll tell you what does matter to me. It's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here it is.
A splash of audio common blood for your ears. From Guar.
Did you had a question you didn't you weren't able to ask?
Well, if they ever decide to branch out with their condiment line, they could for the seafood fans like you. See, for your fried shrimps, you have some guar sauce.
Mm-hmm. Or tar guar sauce.
Sure.
Which tar is the guar? It doesn't matter. Guar sauce.
Tar guar sauce.
Guar. Peter Steele.
Yeah. It's Peter Steele.
Yeah, so it's our 200th episode. I think it's been quite a successful episode so far. If you want to call in and wish us a happy 200th, the number to dial, 646-929-1357. And one thing I wanted to bring up is the Iron Sheik. Mm-hmm. He is going to be, there's going to be a roast of the Iron Sheik in early April at Caroline.
Are we going, by the way?
I don't know.
Where is it?
Expensive. Do we know the panel?
No, I don't know. I don't think they announced it yet. They're still working it out.
Jim Florentine. Eddie Trunk will be there somehow.
Yeah, but Eddie Trunk will be in the audience.
Yeah. He just heard something's being roasted, and he's like,
It's hosted by Peter Rosenberg of Hot 97.
I don't know. Is it really?
Yeah.
What?
He's a big wrestling fan, though.
Oy.
Anyway, so
he does good interviews with them.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does a roast.
It's still absurd to me that Peter Rosenberg of Hot 97 is an actual sentence.
Yeah.
Hot 97 is, how that happens.
Is a local hip-hop station, yeah. By the way. Hey, Juice can like hip-hop. Rick Rubin. Very
interesting. He sort of invented. He didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know about like.
He didn't invent it.
Well, he helped.
Yeah.
This is Gilbert Gottfried on Hot 97.
Yeah, basically.
All right. So he called
Blazing Hip Hop and R&B.
Iron Sheik called in to the Stern Show to promote his roast, and this was the least Sheik-like that he ever was.
Iron Sheik. Our old friend Iron Sheik. Iron Sheik, he's appearing everywhere, but he does want to get the word out. The guy loves wrestling, and Iron Sheik, how are you?
Hello, Mr. Howard. How are you, sir?
Long time no speak.
Yes, sir. Pleasure to speak to you today,
yes.
Mr. Stern.
Sheiky, I just want to know where you stand on the Olympics eliminating wrestling. I know you wanted to get the word out.
Well, I'm not really 100% sure. I wish my agents, Eric Sims and Megan Boyce, had an answer. But I think the reason they canceled the Olympics because they don't draw like my company, WWE, number one company in the world. And people go always, anywhere they go, WWE sold out and business excellent. But I think in the Olympics, they don't draw as much as WWE draw. So I think it's one of that reason, but I wish I had more to know, and you can ask my agents.
I think this is great because they're like asking, what do you think about the Olympics, and they want him to like flip out,
yeah.
And he's just talking like, oh, it probably didn't get ratings, so that's why they keep trying to egg him on.
Ruined it for the Olympics when you think about it. When you really get down to it, Sheik. As you say, in the Olympics, nobody cares about wrestling, and yet the WWE is successful. Maybe they ruined it for the Olympics.
I really don't know 100% about it, but you know, and I know, number one company in the world is WWE. People watch it more than any other sport, and that's because probably Olympic, they don't have enough wrestling fans like WWE.
Sheik, you sound sad. Are you sad?
I'm sorry, sir.
You sound sad.
I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, I feel bad. I feel sad. I grew up with the Olympic wrestling, but now all of a sudden they cancel it. But nothing I can do about it.
How's your health?
Exactly.
How is your health?
My health is sometimes good, Mr. Stern, sometimes not. I'm doing not much, and I just stay home most of the time. And
you still got that wife, or did she leave you?
No, still here together.
Yeah.
And my knee, for many years, resting my knee and ankle bother me, and I'm not resting anymore. Only I watch every Monday, Monday Raw. Not much. I'm just home and not much to do.
All right. Well, I want you to check out the Iron Sheik roast April 5th at Caroline's on Broadway, Manhattan. The Sheik will be there. And they're going to roast you, Sheik. Are you going to be able to handle that? You're so sensitive, and you really are a sensitive guy. When you understand a roast, they're going to make fun of you.
Well, I love you. I have a lot of respect for you, Mr. Stern. You know I'm sensitive. I'm not.
So come on, Sheik, be the Sheik.
Are you going to roast him as a family member?
Yeah, I mean, what if Kurt Angle or one of these guys shows up who you don't like?
Well, you know, I don't think so. I'm interested.
Fuck you, old country way.
I'll just do Sheik.
Okay.
So then, wait. So then they're like, all right, we really need to do something. So then Sal, the stockbroker, calls in.
Your agent always claims that you asked for.
Oh. Hold on.
Everyone just stop talking when he calls in.
Just everyone. Hold on. The YouTube is acting a little weird.
You're so sensitive, and you really are a sensitive guy. When you understand a roast, they're going to make fun.
Oh, wait, we heard this part.
Grant Core Luigi just said, I guess Sheik fucked his own ass and made himself humble.
But you don't like him. You don't like the Hulk.
Well, in the ring, a different situation. I don't like him, but...
Oh,
I he do his private life, I do mine. And
did you see the Hulk's porn? Did you see he had a porno with a girl?
I really don't know. No, not I much. See. I'm just something crazy.
Not
know
much.
To do.
Yeah. And, I love you.
Yeah, I did not feel like
this is like the Howard Stern Show version of our Seth Putnam interview, basically.
Yeah.
It's like, where's the lunatic we were expecting? This is just sad. What the fuck?
You know, Howard, I do it, the meth. I wake up. I don't know what happened.
The Iron Sheik has a line of T-shirts for sale. At the Iron Sheik.
I push it, the little boy off of the stage in the Czechoslovakia. I don't know why.
I really don't know who's going to sell it or who's going to get the money. But
why are you promoting it then?
It always seems
guess,
like whatever. You never get.
But anyway, like then they get like Hulk Hogan, quote unquote, to call in and say that he jizzed on Iron Sheik's turban, which is incredibly offensive. And then Iron Sheik is just like, Howard, why you do this to me?
I don't
want to get riled.
Robert, why you do this?
Yeah. So it's so weird to see Iron Sheik basically out of character.
Wait, does your father think I do a great Iranian accent?
No mention of such such things.
Does your dad feel any sort of attraction to Darren while he's doing an impersonation of your mom?
Why would he be attracted?
What? Yeah.
Let's call up your
because
dad right
so
now
accurate.
And have him talk to
no,
the Iron Sheik in Farsi. Tell him a few phrases that he could say in Farsi in the Iron Sheik voice.
I don't know Farsi.
It is your brother.
But I told you that when I met the Iron Sheik as a kid, the way that I met him is that my dad went up to him and started talking to him in Farsi.
Yeah.
And then,
that's why I said that's what we should do.
Oh, I see. It all comes together.
Did the Iron Sheik give you any, like, words of inspiration when you met him?
He just said, fuck a lot of asses.
Yeah.
Fuck, learn to fuck the old country way.
Yeah, like, what did he say to you?
On old country way.
Well, he was just like, I am the number, basically his shtick, I am the number one, I am the real world champion, that whole talking, he knows.
I'm the real.
Oh, yeah, he rolled his R. I'm the real.
I'm the real.
Then he took
you
to McDonald's.
Tomorrow.
Then he offered to put me in the camel clutch. No. I wish. Well, I don't know if I wish.
Cheap Jew Russia.
He did call me Cheap Jew Russia. I'm like, wow, how did you know?
You no look at totally Iranian. You know, there's something else there.
What did he and your dad talk about? Do you remember?
I don't remember that.
Did he hit on your sister?
No.
My sister was not present.
Where was your sister?
She's like 2 years old.
Not even
then.
Born.
No.
She was born, but I don't know.
Are we calling your sister on the air, by the way?
No.
Are we calling anyone else from your family on the air?
No.
Come
your
on.
Father. Call your
no.
Grandma on. That you don't like?
No, she's dead.
Oh, well,
your
then.
Grandma that you don't like?
Yeah.
Did I miss something? Is this thing?
Well,
not a fan
can
of hers.
Parents
why?
Oh,
hold on. Wait, why don't you like her?
She was a terrible person.
To you?
Yeah.
Or what'd she do? I didn't know. I'm
she
sorry.
She was a cheap Jew Russia. That's all you
know. I'm sorry if that's a sensitive
she
thing.
She was definitely a cheap Jew Russia.
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, Rob.
Yeah,
it's fine. Don't blame yourself, Darren. I'm the one that brought it up.
Yeah.
Let's just make Rob uncomfortable for 20 minutes and end the show that way. That's the best thing about the show, anyways, making Rob uncomfortable, so.
Damn it, Sid.
You've been a really good sport, Rob, these 200 episodes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Most of them.
Thank you.
That's settling well with you. It's not settling well with me.
Settling all right with me. I'm fine with it. what else is going? What else was in the news? Oh, I have this one link about in Manhattan Beach, which we've talked about before here. They have this reality show searching for the next Jewish star.
No, they don't. On what channel?
I think it's just a YouTube
okay.
show, but I just want to play a little bit of it.
Hold on.
Let's start with the intro, and then we'll cut a little further in to it where one of the judges shows up late.
Hi, I'm Modi, host of the Jewish Star International Singing Competition
Hi.
Reality Series.
Hey.
Taking place in the Manhattan Beach Jewish Center.
I wanna be a Jewish star.
This is what Rob listens to every day.
Yep.
It's getting hard to feel that sparkling in our hearts. We need somebody to make
We need somebody who'll get a little schmear on the bagels.
It's like basically Jewish American Idol.
Is this what Lindy Mayer's doing?
In this community center.
How did I not hear about this? I would have been at every show.
I know.
I want to be an investment banker, but if not, I'll be a Jewish star.
We are a Jewish star.
I want to be a Jewish star.
I am so embarrassed to be Jewish sometimes. This is horrendous.
That guy was good, the guy that sang sandpaper. Who was it?
So, it's the first day.
Did they all sing like Tevye?
No.
Tradition!
So, okay, the judge is late to the first day of the shoot.
Okay.
And they're like, where's the judge? Where's the judge?
So wait, so this is a documentary about this?
Yeah, it's weird. Like the first episode, yeah, that they would start it with just like, hey, this is our first episode and our judge is in here.
So it's not just the show. It's like you see
it's
what's
a documentary
going on.
About right. the show.
Why couldn't they just wait to tape it until the judge got there?
Yeah, I don't know. So they tape the judge arriving. And
the best would be if the judge arrived and it was like a Nazi soldier. This again?
Yeah, we're ready to get started, yeah. We don't get a free shower.
His explanation for being late is pretty great. Hold on. Here he is. They're coming up to him. They're like, what's going on?
I stepped over in Brooklyn to come here. I drove. I checked anything from my text. I drove to Crown Heights because somehow he had old address on his text. Then they tell me West End, something Manhattan. I drive all the way to Manhattan, West End. I stand in the cold a half an hour waiting for somebody to pick me up. And now, I realize it's in Brooklyn.
I'm in Victory, okay.
This is the same excuse Rob gave me when he showed up to my wedding late.
I really did go to the Manhattan address.
Rob,
all you fucking Jews in the same direction.
That was the best. Rob showed up like 2 hours late to the wedding.
I gotta tell you, I wish there was a camera on me to show my defeat when I showed up to the bad place and I was like,
what was
5 minutes, like 5 minutes early. And I was like, oh my God. And then I'm like, wait a minute.
What was there?
It was just like a building. Like, not a project, but like one of those, like public housing type thing. Like, this can't be where the wedding is.
Why is Sid getting married to Men's Warehouse? I don't understand.
But anyway,
so I was in Victory. Next up,
that's the thing. When this guy was talking, I was like, "This is exactly Darren's Jewish accent."
I'm backed up all the way, Hedman Plaza. I cannot get in nowhere. No one's letting me cut.
So then, let's go to some audition.
Give a bill or two in my heart, I was trying.
You're kidding me.
This is a rabbi, basically. He has a full beard.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And all the judges are like, this is music. Like, they're shaking, like, they're moving their head, like, wow, I move.
And she said, God loves the widow and the orphan.
I found a penny on the curb today.
The judges are so into this. They're like, he's definitely.
My wife left me for a better tailor.
God will love you too. You just call upon his name.
I didn't know how to sew a lapel back on a suit.
Wow, they really show this whole performance. It is.
I used the wrong color wrapper on the nickels that I rolled.
My wife's wig blew off.
Let's hear their critique.
In the wind.
I looked in a mirror when it was the Shabbat.
All of my sheets have holes.
Oh, please forgive me. I needed to eat that slice of bacon.
So, I really enjoyed it. Good voice.
Shlomo Moshe is looking down, would be very proud. I got chills.
Shlomo Moshe is looking down and he would be very proud.
Hashem thinks your song was great. I thought it sucked.
Hashem spoke to me. He says you're not moving on.
Definitely a yes for me.
Moshe, yes, and a yes.
Oh, yeah.
The Moshiach came back just to downvote you.
I'm just so happy to be here and, you know, go to
I suppose it's the next round. It might be turned.
You sound like you're at the wailing wall, the way you're wailing like that.
What's the prize? What does the winner get?
Nothing. It's a Jewish contest.
A half pound lox.
Are we mushy? Should I grab some?
Oh, this is a young guy.
All right.
Sounds
good. Steve Summers just said Rob likes this more than Psy Open.
I think we could all agree with that.
Right? No, what's he saying? Billy Bean? He's thinking about, rewind that. Rewind that. He's thinking about Moneyball.
Oh, I went too far back.
It's all right.
What is he saying now?
Sing Billy Bean.
This guy's
about waiting. His voice sounds like a way more heartfelt Weird Al.
Yeah,
I feel like it's not even in Hebrew or in Yiddish. It's just like sounds that he's making.
I went to an Indian restaurant the other day and they had these chanting on. And it sounded like they were saying David Segee. I swear to God, I thought of you. David Segee.
Possible. I don't know what he's doing now. He might be a guru.
Possible.
My wife is sitting out there.
Where is this shown? It's on TLC.
It's just on...
So what are you doing
on
today?
On Jewish Community Center's
It's on
website.
YouTube. Yeah.
YouTube.com.
There is a YouTube, by the way.
Is there?
Called Tiha Paso.
Yo, 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 yay!
Now here's the question. Is this an ongoing thing or is this done?
It says episode one, so
if it's an ongoing thing, then we need to get Shlomo on there doing Angel
yes!
of Death.
Yes! Yes!
He's going to be our Trojan horse face.
Do they?
to get yes. into this competition.
Do they ever, like, say something sucked? It's like it's always they're all kissing ass. There.
Yeah.
Well,
it could be bad, but it was okay.
They can't say something bad because all the songs are about God.
Yeah. Well, they could say you didn't give glory enough to God by singing poorly,
like
right?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't...
See, I should
more
be
to say.
I'll
mean,
be the Simon
all
Cowell.
Three of us agree that we'd love to hear you again, so...
I like you're that guitar. Awesome. Where'd you get that? How much was it?
I could get you a good deal.
Yeah, I know,
if you got the guitar on discount, we like it.
That was pitiful. You should get cancer. Butcher the song like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, can we just listen to the critique?
I'm in the Miami Boys Choir, so we have some experience. And I feel like I wanted to...
I can't stand the way they talk.
I hate that voice.
I wanted to get to
me
the next
too.
Level.
Hello, I thought, listen, I want to go on the show.
I sound like a horse.
This is a 9-year-old you're making fun of, by the way.
They're all the same.
They all have that same voice.
Hello.
Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi? What is this? Go back.
Boy.
Go back again. I heard Miyagi. Please start at the beginning. It's right there. Okay.
Jewish music. Young Miyagi.
Miyagi.
Yeah.
We are the world. Again, still into it.
Grooving.
They're like shaking, like so. They're feeling it.
Hey, Al, I'm still a rock star. I got my rock moves.
If you were a little bit nervous, which is normal, you're still a little bit nervous.
Nervous.
Besides
why
that,
don't you come over
like
to my apartment after?
You came out like a superstar.
I can do the mouth circumcision on you.
Oh my! Can you like that rabbi guy is probably so turned on by a quivering boy.
Oh my God, you're so right.
Say the Miyagi part again, please.
This time you sing only with your titties on.
Naked take, with titties.
Take all your clothes but your titties off.
Let's leave the yarmulke on.
Pretend it's Purim.
Take a this.
Cover
at the
your
top.
Face with the yarmulke, or I cover it for you.
Yeah, same thing here. Yeah. I mean, I
not
I,
everyone has a great
so
voice like I do, but you work with what you got.
Let's see this guy.
It needs more donkey in it.
But a piece like that really, I feel like needs to, you know, take you by your.
Ah.
Jewish horns.
Here's a bad
take,
one.
Take you. I don't know. It didn't really do it for me.
I'm originally from England. I was
speaking
hospital,
speaking English is really the most important. well, you know.
Yeah.
Steve Martin joke. I had a good credit there. I stole that.
David Beckham was born in.
Whitcross Cross University Hospital, London.
Yeah, I'm a rabbi and a chasm rolled into one. So I get paid for...
Wow, British and Jewish accent in one.
At the Youngersville of Mapleton Park. But that's a mixture both of davening, laning, and giving a sermon. So
pause it. I want to explain. Do you know what davening is, everyone?
Well, we've talked about davening Darren Delgado before.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, that's true.
So
what's
the
name of the chat?
What is it?
It's after they eat, the real hardcore Jews. They have a prayer they have to say. And they kind of rock in motion while they do it. Like,
yeah. There's no kind of about it. Yeah,
also, people in insane asylums who are in straitjackets do it.
Yes. It's the same thing, but they rub their palms on their thighs also.
Oh, that's
they
part of
forward.
It?
Oh, they do?
Yeah, the thighs.
Palm. I thought that was just they're checking if they had any spare change.
Maybe, but they all do it. They put the space down on the thighs and they go forward slowly in motion. Every time, because there's a lot of actual good Jewish restaurants around here, so I eat there in spite of the patronage that's around.
Right.
And
we like the culture and
you always see them doing that. They sit there and like sometimes 12 of them at the same time.
What would happen if you went and tried to steal something off their plate while they were doing that?
Then they have it's
do
too
they,
bad.
God,
yeah,
they can't stop.
No, it would be an insult to God. That's why I always do.
People in there, like, just wait till they start in their trance. You get everything that's on the table. It's all yours.
The other day I was on the train and there was this Orthodox girl sitting on the bench and then a man came and sat next to her. So she was like in the middle of like two men and she like started looking at him and she took out her
mace?
Torah. No, her Torah. And she just started reading and like muttering the words like vehemently and she started davening.
Oh, God.
But she wasn't. She wasn't rubbing her.
She did vehemently.
Yeah. Vehemently, whatever. Tomato, tomato.
Vehema.
Calculator, calendar.
Is that a band, Vehena? No,
what would happen if while someone, a man was davening, you walked over and put your crotch in front of his face?
No.
So like he was going down on you.
Yeah,
you'd have to move.
You'd have to stay.
Nice.
I don't know.
That's how rabbis get to second base.
Why don't you try it? That's how all that herpes got spread, though. You really want that near
davening
your peen?
Blowjobs.
You want that near your peens?
No.
No, I don't either.
I don't want any Orthodox man next to your peens.
Thank you. That's so nice of you.
No one's looking out for our peen health.
How nice of you to say that you don't want any of our penises near Jewish people. Thank you. I agree.
She knows. She's been with enough of those kind of guys.
Ew, no,
it's have like, you ever been with an Orthodox? No.
But they've tried to pick you up before.
Yes, one of them solicited me for sex in the middle of the night.
As a prostitute or?
As a woman. I was walking up the block from the train and it was like a desolate street. And I saw this man, you know, like Hasidic Jews in the proper garb, whatever, crossing the street. And he's like, $20, my car. And I was like,
wow.
And I was like, wait a minute. Did he just
$20? Were
like,
you insulted about the amount too?
I don't know, like I don't remember exactly what he said.
What
but
if
it
he
was
said
like,
a grand? Would you be happy that
she'd
say no?
She'd stop.
No.
You would have thought about
no, not
it.
That
those guys
do
have
it.
Herpes. Like they don't go to doctors.
So no, I'm saying I'm not saying that you do it. I'm saying would you be like happy that he said a grand?
No, I wouldn't be happy. I'm not happy when those people say anything to me. I wish that they would just all go away.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you might at least take a little comfort that you're worth a grand, though.
No, thanks.
Okay.
Not from a Hasidic.
Would Noah bang Joe Lieberman?
No.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I have a boyfriend. I don't bang anybody else except for him.
Yeah, well, I mean.
That
know,
he
theory.
Knows about.
Yeah. Banging Joe Lieberman.
No way.
Yeah, listen, he's a powerful man.
He's the Chacham of the Senate.
I thought that was Chuck Schumer.
Oh, maybe.
Would you bang Chuck Schumer?
I'm not banging anyone except for my
Bernie
amazing
Sanders,
boyfriend.
Bernie Sanders.
Oh, didn't you say you had a story from the Deftones show last night? Didn't you say there was something?
Oh, it's not that big a deal.
Oh, good. Good build-up, guys. Way to go out on a 200th show. With a
I went to see the Deftones. And my boyfriend is in Periphery, duh, I guess we all know that. And just like walking around the venue with him is like 10 times more, it's like, you know how Rob, when you go to shows with Rob, he has a lot of fans coming up to him. Well, with Jake, it's like 10 times worse because those guys don't realize that I'm his girlfriend, even though we're holding hands. So these two guys come up to him yesterday And I left him. Then I came back and I saw that he's talking to these two guys. And I go and I just stand there. And one of them turns around to me and he's like, here, take our picture. And he like hands me the camera. I'm like, okay, sure. And I try to take the picture and it's not focusing or whatever. And I take the pictures and we're standing there and he's like, oh, do you want me to take your picture now? So I was like, yeah, sure. So I give him my camera and I'm like, Jake, let's just make out. Let's see what happens. So the guy starts to take the picture and Jake and I start making out. And he still didn't process that I was Jake's girlfriend. So he's like, oh, can I have a – can you do that with me now? And
oh, like you just do that to people?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, like, he was asking you if you could make out with
yeah.
him?
Yeah. And I'm like, no, he's my boyfriend. And the guy's like, okay, fine, can I make out now? And Jake's like, no, I don't want you to make out with her now.
But now. Like, how about later?
No. In general, he didn't want that guy making out with me. And he still didn't process it until Jake is like, this is my girlfriend. It was a joke.
So what is he, like, autistic or something? Like, what's wrong with this guy?
Probably was just really drunk.
Just a dumb metal fan. Like,
Yeah, right. Tell us more about dumb metal fans, Rob.
Well, a lot of them annoy me at shows, and they don't get it.
You
very
know,
frustrating.
It's really, I mean, I think it's really sweet that fans go up to him and stuff, and the fans go up to you, but, you know.
Who's the biggest celebrity?
Jake.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
But it's like, you know, if you see that the guy's with a girl, you know, give him some space. Say hi or whatever, but don't, like, linger there. Don't just stand there trying to start any type of small talk that you possibly can.
But, like, Rob's work is more visual. Don't people recognize him more?
I don't know. They have music videos.
They're performers, magazines, and stuff like that.
They have way more Facebook likes than I do.
Twitter followers,
all of that.
Yeah.
Periphery are pretty big. They have a very dedicated fan base.
Yeah, they have really great fans.
Except for the ones who don't get the joke.
Yeah.
You're going to, how soon before you start being referred to as the Yoko Ono of Periphery?
That was
funny.
Just said
someone
in the chat. One second ago.
Is Noah Periphery's Yoko?
Who said that?
Campion.
I just want to verify Sid is nowhere near a computer screen.
Wow. Yeah, Sid does not have
great
a chat.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But everyone in the band has a girlfriend, right?
Yeah, they all have girlfriends, and the girlfriends are all really nice from the ones that I met.
How many of them cheat on their girlfriends when they're on the road? Is it just Jake, or is it all of them?
They are all, like, so in love with their girlfriends.
Of course they're going to make you think that. You're one of the girlfriends. We need the scoop.
No.
Now
they're
saying that
really
you're
nice.
Periphery's Courtney Love.
No.
Someone's going to wind up shot.
I don't really hang out with all of them. I know to, like, give them their space.
But listeners, Livecast fans, now, if you're in different towns other than New York, and you happen to be at a Periphery show and you see Jake with any other girls, report back to us. You take pictures, you report back. We need to know.
Oh, how dare you.
We want spies in every city. Making sure that
thanks,
Jake
guys.
Is faithful.
Sid is very protective of Noah.
I just think it'd be interesting show fodder if somebody's like, hey, Noah, I saw your boyfriend banging some other chick in a tour bus yesterday.
No, he doesn't do that.
They don't have a tour bus. That's why they have a bandwagon.
Does Jake have nice hands, they want to know.
Yeah.
Of course.
Everything that he has is nice.
Oh.
I just think that it's, you know, you should have trust in your relationship. You shouldn't have people spying.
Yeah,
Noah.
I'm just saying yes as a joke. I'm 100% confident that he would not cheat
on
me. I would never cheat on him either.
Would you bang one of the judges of Next Jewish Star if it would help Periphery do well in that competition?
Nope.
What if they really
I really don't care how well Periphery does on the Next Jewish Star.
Really?
That's fucked up.
Isn't there already a Jewish Star, though? Why does there need to be another one? It's a perfectly nice flag that they have. I had a Jewish star when I was younger on a chain.
A Mugen Dovin?
Yeah, Mugen Dovin.
Dovin? Is it a Dovin?
Yeah.
Dovin? I don't know.
Dovin.
Yeshiva Rambam.
Let's just say Jewish things for an hour and then extend the show.
Bagels.
Yeah, squiggles. Jake gave Noah asshole herpes? That's not true.
Wow,
How dare you? How dare you?
Dirty hippie, 1980. Come on.
That's awful.
Can you get herpes in your asshole? Is that a thing?
I think anywhere a Anywhere the herpes rubs against on your skin, you can get it.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
So, like, if it rubbed off on, like, your elbow or something.
Yeah.
Elbow herpes?
I mean, it's hard. I guess it's hard. You know, it breathes on your lips or your genitals, but, I mean, it could go anywhere.
Wait, who's breathing on your lips?
Breed.
Oh, that's even worse.
Humintashin. I'm just reading.
Okay. Steve Summers. I think it's time to wrap it up. This has been a fantastic episode 200.
Yes. Yeah, thanks to our fans for calling in and wishing us happy
200th
episode.
And to anybody who's listened to all 200 episodes, wow, that's like a lot of your life that you've dedicated to the live cast.
Yeah.
Over 400 hours of show.
Rob is going to send you a free CD sometime.
Yeah, right.
For doing that.
He's going to send you asshole herpes.
Yeah, he's going to rub an envelope on over his ass. Send it to you.
Oh, the paper cut.
And thank you, Odorous. Thank you.
Thank you, Odorous. Thank you, Gunface. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Sean.
Thank you.
I don't want to thank you.
And thank you, Rabamama.
Oh,
Rabamama.
I'm going to hear about that.
Rabamama was definitely the Jewish star of the show.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, thank God. This thing's you giving me.
An extra latke for her.
All right.
Wow, Iron Sheik. I've listened to episode zero even. Wow.
That's pre-Sid.
That was when we were taking calls and no one could hear them.
Yeah.
I was in the house for that. I just wasn't on mic.
Yeah. So you just hear us.
That was at my old apartment. You were there too?
Was it? I thought the first couple were at me and Rob's place and then they...
No, we started at
that. Oh, okay. So then I wasn't there for that.
And then you just hear us talking to air. Like
and we're trying to play sound effects and it's just like silent.
Oh, yeah, like, that's hilarious. That's a great sound effect.
Yeah.
What? You can go back and listen to episode zero.
Yeah,
go
we,
all the way
we left
the
all the embarrassing stuff online. We don't care.
Yep. All right. Well, we're out of here. We're going to be back next week at our regular time, 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 Pacific. Right. And that's going to be the permanent time.
Until the next change.
Until the next temporary
change. We'll let you know.
Either way, thank you for listening, and, you know, that's about it. Should we...
If you have a fart or something that you can...
Should we play a song
sure.
or something?
No, just fart.
Wow, that was quick.
You like that one?
Just keep farting. So far.
I'm a pro.
Derek farts on command.
It was real, the first one. These are sounds. These are sound effects. Yeah.